Thank you very much, Randy. As most of you know by now, we are dedicating this year, our 50th year of ministry, to the problem of biblical illiteracy. And I have said so often, this is not a problem, it is the problem. And so we are urging people to get into the Word of God and get the Word of God into them. As a result of that, I've developed a legacy Bible reading place marker that you can place in your Bible. It teaches you how to read the Bible not in bits, but rather in books by genre and by author. And we are teaching people to read a proverb a day, which is to say, a chapter of Proverbs every single day, and then to meditate on three psalms per week. In that way, every single week, you read seven chapters of the book of Proverbs, and you meditate on three psalms, the psalmistry of ancient Israel. It is a way to sing to the Lord, to praise Him, to magnify His holy name. And I'm reminded, particularly today, of how important it is not only to get into the Word of God, but to get the Word of God into you. Many years ago, I spent a good bit of time memorizing the book of Proverbs. In fact, I developed a course called Your Memory in the Proverbs, Keys for Successful Daily Living, which would teach people how to memorize the book of Proverbs in and out of order by chapter and verse. And I was reminded of that process many years ago and got back into it this year in earnest. And Proverbs chapter 3, and that's the proverb we're on today, reminds us of how important it is to write the Word of God upon the tablet of our consciousness. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. And then the familiar words, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not upon your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Turn away from evil. It will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce, so that your barns may be filled with plenty and your vats overflow with new wine. My son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord or loathe His reproof. For whom the Lord loves, He reproves, even as a father the son in whom He delights. How blessed is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For its profit is better than the profit of silver, and its gain than fine gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares with her. Long life is in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She's a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who hold her fast. And then these words that have been emblazoned upon my mind, the Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding He established the heavens. By His knowledge the deeps were broken up and the skies drip with dew. How beautiful is the Word of God, and how often have we forgotten the beauty of the Word of God. We are more enamored by the color of our Bibles than the content of our Bibles. But that has to change. When Josiah found the book of the law, revival was a result. And I've often said that people look for revival in the culture, but it's looking for revival in all the wrong places. What has to happen is reformation in the church. And then you will find revival in the culture, but not a revival that lacks substance, that it's mere external trappings that end up showing up, but rather a revival that changes the hearts of a people so they no longer live by the dictates of their own will, but they follow Jesus Christ, and he gives their lives meaning, purpose, and fulfillment. It may yet be that America can be a great mission sending agent to the world, but it will only be if we take seriously the problem of biblical illiteracy and correct it. And I hope this year, all this year, you'll stand with me, not in pointing the finger somewhere else, but saying, I myself am going to become immersed in the immortal, everlasting Word of God. There are only two things that last for all eternity: the souls of people and the Word of God. Get into the Word of God. Involvement produces commitment. Do it as a discipline, and it will turn to be one of the greatest joys, moments, times, every day of fulfillment from now until the time that you meet your Savior face to face. And of course, if you want the tools that help you in the process of reading the Bible for all it's worth, just check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI.